Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best show in town on KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
All right, welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. This is Pure Prairie League. Amy, number 12 on Jeff's Top 100 Songs list.
Thank you.
Rob Nair joins us. He's written a new book about baseball, his seventh book about baseball. Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
We are pleased to have you. Your book is called Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. That game was played on September 8th of last season, Oakland and Houston. And it turned out to be kind of a Donnybrook game, a wild game. Is that a game you picked out in advance, or tell us how you came to that game?
Well, what really happened was I got a book deal to write this book, sort of an updated version of a classic book called Nine Innings that came out in 1985. And when we figured out we wanted to do this book, my assumption was that I would go to a bunch of baseball games and then choose one of those. And my editor was like, hold on there, buddy. That leaves too much to chance. Let's find a game that's already been played. We're lucky now because we have the ability to go back and watch and listen to a game as many times as we want. So he sent me a list of a few games, and I chose this one.
So you hadn't been writing about baseball as much in the recent past as you did in previous years. So what was it like just getting back into, especially long form baseball writing that it obviously takes to necessitate a book?
Well, it was really the first time I'd written my first book in 10 years. And even when I was writing regularly for ESPN.com and FoxSports.com, et cetera, and freelance work, I'd never worked on a project quite like this, trying to tell a story for nine innings. What wound up being almost 9 hours of audio. I read the audio book as well. So it was a completely different endeavor. I just sat down, began by sitting down with a legal pad and writing this thing out longhand.
Rob Nair with us. What were the takeaways from rewatching that game and picking it apart and analyzing it? What are some of the takeaways that you had, and what do you extensively spend much of your time with in this book writing about?
Well, I touch on a huge variety of topics. I mean, I really wanted to write about everything. I wanted to tell the story not of this particular game, although I do that, but tell the story of the modern game itself, modern baseball, or what I call in the book postmodern baseball, to get sort of semi-theoretical. I wound up having to leave a few things out. I just ran out of time and space. But I wanted to write about everything, everything people think about when they think about modern baseball. That said, there are a few recurring themes, and I think that's best epitomized by the title, Powerball. Baseball today has become largely about power hitting, and the power of modern information, the metrics, the analytics that every team now employs, but some teams in particular, for example, the Houston Astros, who are one of the teams in this game. So the game has been transformed over the last 15, 20 years by power hitting, power pitching, and the modern information, all the launch angle and exit velocity, you know, all the other things that come along with those.
Rob, when you were working with and for Bill James, did you expect his type of thinking and his research and his math and analytics to make its way into baseball front offices? Did you always see that as something that was on the outside looking into a degree?
Well, to the degree that I was able to think about such things at that age, this was now almost 30 years ago that I started working for Bill. I think it, in retrospect, at least, it was inevitable. Because baseball, of course, is in professional sports, are the ultimate competitive endeavor, with every team always looking for a competitive edge. What was never clear, what wasn't clear until, say, 5-10 years ago, was when it was going to happen. Because for decades, it was happening, but just in tiny dribs and drabs here and there. It really didn't begin to take off until Moneyball came out in 2003, Michael Lewis's great book. And all of a sudden, you had owners of sports teams reading this book and saying, wait a second, why aren't we doing this sort of thing? And going to their presidents, their CEOs, their general managers, saying, this is ridiculous that I'm doing these sorts of things in my outside business, but we're not doing that here in sports. Why? And CEOs had to start answering that question. Then you began to see some real movement.
Rob Nyer with us, author of the new book, Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. And you mentioned Moneyball, and here we have Powerball. Is this the kind of book that, in your estimation, could transform itself into a movie?
Well, I wish it were. Michael Lewis is a friend of mine who wrote the book, and he has the gift. Everything he writes is cinematic. It would be tough to do that with this book. I will say this. I don't anticipate my book having the same sort of impact that Michael Lewis's book did, but I hope that people read this and see a way forward in modern in terms of baseball's future. Not how to run a baseball team. They don't need any advice from me. I hope that people running Major League Baseball itself, people running the Players Association, read this book and see a way forward. Because right now, the game is not being run with an eye toward growing the fan base. It just isn't. It's run with an eye on winning baseball games, making money in the short term, but not growing fans, not making money, not increasing viewership in the long term. And I think that's where they have a lot of work to do.
I couldn't agree more, Rob, and we're talking with Rob Nyer. Delve into that just a little more. How do you go about making this game more popular to more people? I believe that all the talk about that you mentioned earlier, that it's home runs and strikeouts and long games, I think that hurts baseball a little bit. What's the solution? Is there one?
Well, I think there are any number of solutions. The question is, is there a will within baseball? And I'm very careful in the book to explain that when I talk about baseball, and I use in the book a capital B, when I talk about capital B baseball, I'm not referring just to MLB, the business entity, but also to the players, because it's very difficult to affect any real changes these days without their cooperation. But baseball has to be quicker. And I don't mean faster game. I don't mean shorter game. I don't mind a 3.5-hour game as long as it's moving. But when you have 30, 40 seconds between pitches, when you have an average of 4 minutes between batted balls in play, you're going to lose people. I don't know how many. I don't think anybody can know exactly how many, but you're going to lose fans. And people talk about the younger fans, of course, but fans of every stripe. 4 minutes is too long between batted balls, and there are a lot of things you could do. You could enforce the limits, time limits between pitches. It just isn't done. I also think ultimately you want more batted balls and fewer strikeouts, because what brought many of us to baseball and what kept many of us for so long as baseball fans was seeing a number of different things in baseball games. Stolen bases. There's no longer room for Ricky Henderson or Vince Coleman or Tim Raines. not those sorts of players, or if they are, they're not doing what they did as often. There's not room for 100 stolen bases by one player anymore. The room has crowded out those sorts of things. Triples are dying. Great plays in the field are dying to some degree because it's all strikeouts and home runs. There's obviously a place for those things. We all love the excitement of those things, those events, no question. But at what expense? What have we lost?
I guess the to expand on that, where would the middle ground be? Because you have one extreme is analytics and finding competitive advantages, and right now that's home runs and walks and things that aren't necessarily, you know, home runs are, but when they are compounded by a bunch of walks and strikeouts, it's not, I guess, great for the game. I happen to still love the game quite a bit. And then you have the other extreme where we got to make this fan friendly, but unless you have front offices on board with that, it can't happen. So where is the middle ground in all of this?
Well, it really isn't the front offices. They're never going to be on board with anything except winning more baseball games. You've got to convince owners and players that ultimately their bottom line is going to be negatively affected if you don't make some changes. And that's always happened in the past. It isn't until the last 10, 15, 20 years that suddenly the rules became sacrosanct and we can't do anything to increase fan interest. In the old days, those things happened all the time. The mound was lowered, the mound was raised. The ball was deadened, the ball was made more lively. The strike zone was changed. These things were all done with one goal in mind, increase fan interest. And now those don't seem to be options, but they should be again, or you're going to lose people. You just are. So I think that in the book I write that ultimately it might be television that saves baseball, because at some point, if the TV ratings fall off enough, the people with the money, and by that I mean the TV networks, are going to come to baseball and say, look, you're hemorrhaging fans. You've got to do something to make the game play quicker. You've got to do something to bring the stolen base back, to bring back the triple, because that's what fans want to see. They want to see a variety of things, not just these two true outcomes, home runs and strikeouts.
Rob Nyer with us. The book is Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Nyer, N-E-Y-E-R. Go to his website, robnyer.com. It's interesting to talk baseball with you. You're a guy that delved into this for many years, writing for ESPN, SB Nation, Fox Sports. You worked with Bill James. But lately you've been the commissioner of the West Coast League, a collegiate summer baseball league. Tell us about why you took that direction. Was it to maybe get it a little bit different perspective?
Well, that was certainly a benefit of doing it. I took the job because I wanted to try something new. At my age, I'm 52. I turned 52 last summer during our season. You don't necessarily expect the chance to do something completely different than anything you've done before. So it was just tremendously exciting to have that opportunity. Last summer, I got to hand out the championship trophy. I got to pick the all-star team. I got to wear a mascot's costume. I was a marmot, a giant marmot, for an inning in Port Angeles, Washington, during our all-star game. And I could go on. I mean, these are all things that you, as a writer or just a fan, you see other people doing. You don't think you'll ever get a chance to do them. So that was tremendously exciting. And I also really believe in baseball. I've been a fan forever. I believe in baseball. I love the Pacific Northwest, which is where our teams are. We stretch from Kelowna and Victoria up in British Columbia down to Bend and Corvallis in Oregon. I got to travel around the league, visit every ballpark, see fans coming in these sometimes small towns Longview, Washington, Walla Walla, Washington. It was just a thrill to be around that level of baseball and to be a part of it and to help baseball grow in the Pacific Northwest. So there were a million reasons to do it and to do it again next year, which I will.
Well, it's been our pleasure, Robin, and best of luck with the book. Both Jeff and I can't wait to get our hands on it and read about it. You're one of the finest baseball writers in the country, and we're happy to have you on our show.
Oh, I'd love to do it again. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Rob Nyer. He's got a new book out called Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. We have a pair of Luke Combs tickets to give away. He's coming to Wichita in February. Now, caller number three, let's do it for Andrew Hamling at 869-1240. You get a pair of tickets to see Luke Combs. Back in a minute with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.